Since 2009, student retention rates have hovered around 75%. The school is hoping to increase that figure to at least 80%, the rate of MSU's three main public competitors, according to SMART.
I think part of the solution will come from helping students make better connections during the first several weeks of school. Thus, we are retooling our orientation, family programs, and living learning communities.
He added that other solutions include better connecting students to academic departments and evaluating how to improve advising. Provost Dr. Frank Einhellig, who delivered half of today's address, said students who've yet to declare a major are more at risk of dropping out. He's asked the school's deans and advisors to reach out to these students and perhaps allow them to explore other courses.
I think trying a course in an area of interest could be an attractive way to help students relate to the university. And I also would point out that our GEP 101 classes now have several of them dedicated to the majors of a particular college, and we think that will help us as well.
Einhellig says retention will be a challenge for not only this year, but years to come. Statistics show that from fall 2013 to fall 2014, 683 first-time freshmen did not return. Counting all grades, that number is 2,767. Aside from retention, the presentation highlighted many bright spots for the school, including a record fall enrollment, a jump in full-time faculty, and several new academic programs. SMART said facility improvements will continue to be a top priority of the Missouri State University Board of Governors this year, as it was last year. He noted the upgraded athletic facilities as a result of the bear fee.
Now we have the profile of a Division I school, and that makes a huge difference in student recruitment and in our community profile.
Outside of athletics, MSU is constructing a new welcome center and a new facility to house the school's occupational therapy, nurse anesthesia, and the physician's assistant programs. Renovations are underway at Pummel Hall, the Morris Center downtown, Sun Villa Towers, and the Meyer Library.
The following year, we moved to expanding laboratory spaces and the renovation of some of our older academic buildings if revenue bonds are issued by the state. That will be our top legislative priority this year, and I'm hopeful we can be successful in that goal.
SMART said he is pleased with MSU's ethnic diversity among students, which has risen by more than 1,500 over the past 5 years, but notes that same diversity is lacking amongst faculty and staff. He said student conversations, discussions, and experiences with a more diverse staff would be much richer if MSU can make progress on this front. You can watch the entire speech at our website, ksmu.org. Ozarks Public Television will also show the speech Sunday afternoon at 4. For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.